Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 23rd of July. Into Our Spirit. If Paul said that the Spirit of the Son, which is the seed of our sonship, is sent into our heart, why are we saying that this seed is planted in our spirit? Our heart is the meeting point of our spirit, that is, identity, soul and body. It is the very essence or centre of our person and expression. Together, our spirit and soul are our inner man, and they are indivisible. We can liken these two aspects of our heart to two sides of one coin. Our spirit is our identity. It is who we are. Our conscience is the faculty of our spirit through which we are able to know ourselves. Who we are, or want to be, is expressed through the faculties of our soul. These faculties include our will, mind, and emotions, and they influence how we behave, make decisions, communicate, and interpret our environment in and through our body. The scriptures describe the Word of God as being sharper than any two-edged sword. When it is proclaimed, it makes a division between the spirit and the soul, revealing the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Although the spirit is part of the heart, this division means that the seed, carried by the word, is able to be planted specifically in our spirit. We know that it is planted here because the spirit of a man, which is the innermost being of the heart, is identified by the scriptures as a lamp. As Solomon explained, the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. This lamp is lit when the seed of our sonship is germinated in our spirit by the Holy Spirit. This is when we are manifest as one of the stars of heaven that Abraham witnessed. The references used in today's devotions are Galatians chapter 4 verse 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, and Proverbs chapter 20 verse 27. For further study, Hebrews chapter 4.